Audio Generation, PFGR3.
Hi friends, I am Liam. Today we are moving from looking at money to actually using it. Have you ever stood at a store counter and wondered if the cashier gave you the right amount of change? Or maybe you are running a lemonade stand and want to be super fast at counting back coins. Today we are going to become masters of the transaction. We will learn how to estimate, how to round, and how to use our math skills to make sure every penny, or rather every nickel, is accounted for.
I am Maya. Making change is like solving a mini puzzle. We are going to use subtraction to find the difference between the price of an item and the money we give the cashier. But we will also learn a secret trick called counting up, which makes mental math much faster than trying to do big subtractions in your head. Let us get ready to shop.
I am Chloe. In Canada, we have a special rule for cash. Since we do not use pennies anymore, we cannot give back 1 or 2 cents in change. That means we have to learn the art of rounding to the nearest nickel. I will show you how to know when to give a little less or a little more so the transaction is fair for everyone.
And I am Noah. Whether you are dealing with whole dollars or small cents, the math stays the same. We will work through examples using toys, snacks, and shirts to make sure you are ready for any real-world purchase. Let us start with the most important rule for cash in Canada, the rounding rule.
Let us talk about rounding. If you look at a price tag and it says 98 cents, but you are paying with a loonie, how much change do you get? In a perfect world, it would be 2 cents. But we don't have pennies. So we look at the last number. If a price ends in 1, 2, 8, or 9, we round to the closest 10. If it ends in 3, 4, 6, or 7, we round to the 5. So 98 cents is very close to $1, which means the cash price becomes $1. If something is 62 cents, it is closer to 60, so the price rounds down. If it is 64 cents, it is closer to 65, so it rounds up. This only happens when you use cash. It makes using our nickels much easier for everyone.
Now, let us try a whole dollar transaction. Imagine you are at a garage sale and you find a cool toy dinosaur for $7. You reach into your pocket and find a $10 bill. You give the $10 to the person. How much change do you get back? We can do this two ways. The first way is subtraction. 10 minus 7 equals 3. You should get 3 loonies back. But the second way is even better. It is called counting up. You start at the price, which is 7. Then you count. 8, 9, 10. You count it 3 times, so you get $3 back. Counting up is like building a bridge from the price to the payment. Let us try it again. If a shirt costs $14 and you pay with a $20 bill, you count up from 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That is $6 in change.
Transactions with cents work the exact same way. Imagine you want to buy a juice box that costs 65 cents. You give the cashier 3/4. We know that 3/4 is 25, 50, 75 cents. So what is the change? 75 minus 65 is 10. You get a dime back. You can also count up by tens. Start at 65, add 10, and you are at 75. It is like taking one big 10-cent jump on a number line. What if you gave them a whole dollar, start at 65 and count to 75, which is 10 cents, then add a quarter to get from 75 to 100? So your change is a dime and a quarter. That is 35 cents.
The best part about being a master of change is that you can always double-check your work. Here is the golden rule. The price of the item plus the change you get back should always equal the money you gave the cashier. If you bought a book for $8 and got $2 in change, then 8 plus 2 equals 10. If you gave a $10 bill, you know the math is perfect. This helps you feel confident when you are at the store. You can even practice this at home by setting up a pretend shop. Use your toys as the items and your family as the customers. Practice rounding the prices to the nearest 5 cents and then counting back the change out loud. It is a great way to get faster at mental math.
Let us do one last tricky one. You are buying a snack for $1.25. You give the cashier a $5 bill. This sounds like a big subtraction, but let us use our counting up strategy. Start at $1.25. Add 3/4 to get to $2. Now you are at $2, and you need to get to 5. 2 plus 3 is 5. So your change is $3.75. You would get a $2 toonie, a $1 loonie, and 3/4. Using these steps makes even big numbers feel small and easy to manage. You are not just doing math. You are learning how to handle money like a pro.
We have learned how to slide down and climb up with rounding, how to build bridges with counting up, and how to double-check our work with addition. Remember, practice makes perfect. The next time you are at the store with your parents, try to guess the change before the cashier even tells you. See if you can spot the beavers, caribou, and loons as the coins come back to you. You have all the tools you need to be a transaction superstar. Take a look at the practice store in your lesson and see if you can solve the change challenges. We are so proud of your hard work. Happy counting, and we will see you next time.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.